This is DW News live from Berlin. Regulators in Britain approve emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine.
From early next week, we will start the program of vaccinating people against COVID-19 here in this country.
And Britain becomes one of the first countries to green light a vaccine in what Pfizer says is a historic moment in the fight against COVID. Also on the programme, three pro-democracy activists are sentenced for their parts in last year's Hong Kong protests. In the latest crackdown on dissent, Joshua Wong, Ivan Lam and Agnes Chow are jailed for between 7 and 13.5 months. And shock in Germany after a car ploughs into pedestrians in a shopping area. A baby is among five people killed in Trier's city centre on Tuesday. Police say the attack was intentional, but the driver's motives are unclear. I'm Phil Gale. Welcome to the programme. Britain has approved the coronavirus vaccine produced by pharmaceutical partners Pfizer-BioNTech, becoming the first country in the world to do so. The UK government says it'll be available across the country from next week. The vaccine is the result of a collaboration between US drug maker Pfizer and German company BioNTech. It's still awaiting regulatory approval across the rest of the world, including the EU, where authorities say it could be authorised within weeks. British Health Minister Matt Hancock welcomed the decision by the country's regulatory authority.
It's fantastic news. The MHRA, the fiercely independent regulator, has clinically authorised the vaccine for rollout. The NHS stands ready to make that happen. So from early next week, we will start the programme of vaccinating people against COVID-19 here in this country.
Let's join DW correspondent Birgit Maas in London. Welcome, Birgit. So how is this going to affect the UK's handling of the pandemic?
Well, UK looks really set to be the first country in the world where jabs are actually going to go into arms. And Matt Hancock, the health secretary, has said that 50 hospitals are already ready. So as early as next week, the vaccinations will start. And those people who work in the health service are going to be first in line, also care home residents, so the most vulnerable. And after that, it's going to be into age groups. So starting from the oldest in the population, alongside with those who have underlying health conditions. So again, those are who are very vulnerable. Now, the UK has bought 40 million doses of the vaccine, so that's not enough to inoculate the whole population. But I think everyone in the UK and across the world is hoping that other vaccines will be approved soon from other companies and other conglomerates in the next weeks and months. So hopefully this will be the start of a big rollout programme for the whole world.
OK, Birgit Maas in London for now. Thank you. And we can get more from Matthew Moore from DW Business. Welcome, Matthew. So, was this decision expected?
Well, I think it was a surprise. It will always come as a surprise. I mean, I think the speed of it is certainly has caught people off guard. Look, this is the moment we've all been waiting for this year, and I think it suggests that there's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel. And ultimately, this is about saying that there's a vaccine which is 95% effective against in inoculating against the coronavirus that works across all age groups. It's also effective in the most vulnerable, the over 65s. So it's a huge moment, as we've heard, and I think it's worth just kind of celebrating that moment. It's also the fastest ever vaccine that's been produced, record time. The closest that came to it is a vaccine, the mumps vaccine, that took 4 years. So it's a kind of a success for the combined efforts of government, scientists, private companies and regulators.
OK, so if the UK is talking about vaccination starting next week, this stuff has got to be out the doors and across the country pretty quickly.
Yeah, so this is being produced in partnership between Pfizer and BioNTech. And BioNTech's obviously a German company, as we've heard, and they're producing this at two sites in Germany. And there's a third one that they're building to try to cope with the huge demand. And so they're saying that they'll be producing this week and start shipping it this week to land in the UK. And the UK authorities have said that they would aim to start distributing the vaccine early next week. And they're not saying, look, let's party, Christmas is back on. They're saying, be vigilant, because obviously this is a two-dose vaccine, Phil, so it won't actually provide protection until 1 month after it's given. So it's not until January that people can kind of maybe start to live life normally again.
So approval in the UK. It's also bidding for approval in the US and the EU. This has got to be good news as far as Pfizer's concerned.
Yeah, it's good news as far as everyone's concerned, especially Pfizer. And what it does is, obviously, the UK is kind of setting the pace. At the moment, even before today's announcement, there are people in the European Union saying, why is the EU not making a decision on this? Why are the European Medicines Agency not going to meet to discuss this earlier? They're planning on meeting at the end of December. And so this will probably increase pressure on European regulators to meet and maybe trying to reach a decision earlier. The US is planning on meeting, US regulators are planning on meeting next week to discuss the results and whether they'll give approval to the drug. And so I'd be very unsurprised, or I wouldn't be surprised, if Donald Trump starts to put pressure and even more pressure on the regulators there to try to reach a decision. Now, he will want this to be part of his legacy.
Mm.
He's trying to take credit. He's taking credit for Warp Speed, Operation Warp Speed, which has kind of really put the accelerators on reaching, getting a vaccine ready. And he obviously wants this to kind of maybe be something that crowns his final weeks in office.
All right. Matthew Moore, DW Business, thank you. Let's take a look now at the latest developments in this pandemic. We'll start in Germany, where the country's public health institute has reported a record 487 deaths over 24 hours. Officials say they've been expecting daily deaths to trend upward following a steep increase in new infections. Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa has said securing a vaccine for all European countries will be a top priority when Portugal takes over the European Union's rotating presidency in January. And media reports say Japan's planning to allow large numbers of overseas visitors to attend next year's Tokyo Olympics without mandatory vaccinations or quarantine. That's provided they submit negative COVID test results and download tracking apps. Now to Hong Kong, where a court has sentenced leading pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong to a total of 13 and a half months in jail for charges relating to last year's mass anti-government protests. Mr. Wong and two other pro-democracy protesters pleaded guilty to charges including inciting an illegal assembly. After those protests last year, Beijing imposed a national security law on Hong Kong in June, and critics say the new law is being used to further silence dissidents. Straight to the territory then, where we find a DW correspondent, Phoebe Kong. Welcome, Phoebe. Talk us through the verdicts.
Well, Joshua Wong was sentenced to jail for 13.5 months over the charges of inciting and organising an unauthorised assembly back in June 2019, shortly since the massive anti-government protests broke out, like last June. So also alongside his two comrades of the former now disbanded Democratic Party members, Agnes Chow and Ivan Lam, were also sentenced to jail for 7 months and 10 months respectively. This is a little bit like harsher than expected by many others. So as before, like the charges like Joshua Wong faced before is like bringing him like 2 to 3 months jail sentence, but this time it's more than a year. So in court, the judge said three of us were active participants who mobilized protesters on the site while protesters trying to surround the police headquarters to protest against police brutality. And the judge say this is a protest like which huge impact and therefore, she think that immediate imprisonment is the only appropriate option to send a deterrent effect.
And China's obviously trying to send a clear message about pro-democracy activity in the territory.
Yeah, absolutely. Like for Joshua Wong, this is the third time for him to be put behind bars. As I have mentioned, he was sent to jail for 2 to 3 months over the past 2 years, but this time 13.5 months. So that's why Therefore, he will be kept out of public eyes for the whole 2021. And also, like, he is also, like, facing two other court cases related to charges, like, about demonstrations last year and also this year. So he is, like, going to face more trials ahead. One of them will, he will appear in court again this later this week, and another one will be held in February next year. So he is expected to, like, maybe face possibly more, like, jail sentences in the future.
So is Hong Kong's democracy movement likely to withstand this?
Well, today this is a landmark ruling in the city, which is also a huge blow and major setback to the opposition came, as Joshua Wong and the two activists were so far the most high-profile activists to be jailed since the massive anti-government movement. And the this is the heaviest sentence for, like, for activists, for leading activists like them. And without under a pandemic, and it's pretty hard for people to protest, like, because of the coronavirus and also the national security law. The government lately further tightened the social gathering rules again. So and all the suppression, the all walks of life and all levels of civil society are facing nowadays are just, like, make the movement even harder to proceed in the near future.
Okay, thank you for that. Phoebe Kong in Hong Kong. We'll take a look at some of the other stories making headlines around the world, starting in the United States, where the Justice Department says it has found no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the presidential election. The statement from U.S. Attorney General William Barr is a blow to President Trump's efforts to challenge the election result, as he refuses to concede to Joe Biden. A Hungarian member of the European Parliament has resigned after breaking lockdown rules by attending what's been described as a gay sex party in Brussels. József Szájer, who has previously backed anti-LGBT legislation in Hungary, admitted attending the party, which was broken up by police. He belongs to Hungary's ruling Conservative Party and is an ally of Prime Minister Viktor Orbán.
The next question comes from Mr. Gurin.
New Zealand has declared a climate emergency and pledged that its public sector will be carbon neutral by 2025. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told the Parliament urgent action is needed for the sake of future generations. The country joins 32 others who have issued emergency declarations over the global health crisis. Now, a German man will appear in court today after driving his car into pedestrians in the western city of Trier. Police have confirmed that five people were killed, including a nine-week-old baby. The driver, a local man, is in custody. No motive has yet been established.
Trier is a city in mourning. Outside, candles were lit at a makeshift memorial for the victims. And inside the city's cathedral, a service for those killed and injured. I think this is the worst black day in the history of Trier since World War II. We are all used to seeing these kinds of pictures happening all over the world, but no one ever thought it would happen here. We were very much mistaken, as we've painfully found out today. A baby was one of the five killed when a 51-year-old local man drove an SUV for around 1 kilometre through the centre of Trier, hitting people at random. Authorities said he was stopped by police. Social media footage showed the man being arrested. Investigators said he had consumed a significant amount of alcohol.
We have no indications that the motive is of a terrorist, political or religious nature. There are indications that there could be a psychiatric problem involved.
Dass es möglicherweise ein psychiatrisches Krankheitsbild gibt.
As is the case across Germany, Christmas markets have been cancelled in Trier. But despite the quiet atmosphere, police urged people to stay away from the city centre on Tuesday evening.
That's it. You're up to date. Gerhard Elfers will have your update at the top of the hour. Up next here on DW, Doc Film takes a look at India's marriage market for people living with HIV. Have a good day.